So we got more than a foot of snow on the ground in Boston, according to the National Weather Service report, and we want to know if you are embracing this snowy day or are you hating it? How are you coping? Are you in the position for this day to be fun, or maybe it's compounding other coronavirus-oriented challenges for you? If you have kids, did they get a snow day, or did the pandemic undo that tradition? And do you think there should have been a snow day today? We're going to take all those thoughts, as well as any favorite snow day memories you have from your own childhood. 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And of course, you can tweet us at Radio Boston. So joining us for the conversation is Beth Tytel, reporter for the Boston Globe, and Kiana Agbai, a Boston parent who's also the author of the blog and Instagram account Harlem Lovebirds. Beth and Kiana, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
So, Beth, what was your first thought when you looked out the window this morning?
You know, I was thinking about my own snow day memory, which isn't even actually a snow day that I had, but it was something that my mother got. When I was growing up, she was on our local town government. And in those days, they would read the cancellations over the radio. And I remember just this one snowstorm. We were really hoping it was going to be canceled, and it was, which meant she was going to stay home for the evening. And I had that kind of cozy, like Charlie Brown special feeling. So I guess I was thinking about that this morning, my mother's snow day.
What were you thinking, Kiana, when you looked out the window?
I was thinking about my two kids and how excited they were going to be. They're 6 and 10. So there was a lot of anticipation for them going to bed. And so it was kind of fun to think about living vicariously through them and the possibility that, you know, they might be able to get out and play in the snow.
And I want to put the number out to callers again here too. 800-423-TALK with your childhood memory of a snow day. What were you thinking when you looked out the window this morning? Was it, I am so excited, or oh no? Bring all your thoughts. 800-423-8255. Kiana, you just talked about your kids. I know you have one going to school in person and another going remotely. So what happened for them today? Did they get a snow day, or did they both go remote and are they still in school?
So both children were remote. The child that usually is in a hybrid program, so 1 week on campus, 1 week off, still had to log in for a full day. However, her brother, who is actually fully remote, still had to log in, but he got a half day. So at 6 years old,
fair.
he completely understood like what was going on. So he was counting down to lunch, and then he walked in to my office and said, "Mommy, I'm free."
And so what does that do for you, right? You're still working, right?
Oh, yes. And my husband, he's working from home too. I mean, he stepped out to do the clearing of the snow and all of that. But it is a bit of a juggle because I still had calls and things that I needed to attend to and deadlines. So I just let the kids know, you know, you're going to have to fend for yourself a little bit this afternoon. But, you know, they're understanding, they're in the groove, and they were just happy to be able to be together and play out in the snow for a little bit.
So, Beth, you've done some writing about this. It strikes me that sort of the snow day comparison is the equivalent of that old, well, when I was a kid, I had to walk, you know, barefoot uphill 2 miles against a grizzly bear in both directions to get to school, and people are soft today. You've done some writing on this, right?
You know, I was so interested in a while. It was a couple of years ago. Actually, it was 2014 when people were starting to say that the threshold for the snow day had fallen, like that people we would now call a snow day at just a few flakes when that wasn't true in the past. It was actually really hard to nail down because it's hard to get, you can't do direct storm to storm comparisons. But a couple of things were in play. One was that the superintendent started calling the snow days the night before to help parents be able to plan so you could get childcare or tell your boss, hey, you know, I'm gonna do tomorrow. But what that led to was a couple of at that point there was a spate of calls that had been made when the next day it basically rained or just, you know, rained, it snowed under an inch. So people were really unhappy. And so I was trying to figure that out. But there was another thing that was actually also prompting the snow days to be called when there was less snow, which was that there's more cars on the road. So that it becomes more of a catastrophe or a crisis if there's gridlock, because it's a lot slower. So that was something. And then also the fact that news is so national. So like we would actually hear in the old days, you didn't hear if there was a storm in Atlanta, you really weren't hearing about it. Now that's kind of big news. Oh, I hear Atlanta's got 2 feet or whatever. So I think that it is, they do call snow days earlier. This year, of course, is so interesting that the snow day is being called sort of having very little to do with the actual snow. Like my kids, when they were in grade school, love this thing called the snow day calculator. You would punch in how much snow there was and you'd see what percent chance you had of getting a snow day. But of course today that the amount of snow on the ground almost has nothing to do with whether you're getting a snow day or not.
All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-423-8255. What did you need out of today? What did you want out of today? What do you want for your kids? And is this making it easier or harder in your life? We've got Tammy on the line from Newton. Tammy, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to point out how snow days aren't as fun for the parents anymore either. When I was a kid, on the rare occasions when my parents would have a snow day, and of course we had a snow day after being glued to the radio like Beth talked about, we would hang out. We'd play, Monopoly on the rug, on the living room rug and things like that. Now if there's a snow day, I still need to log in, get to work, get my work done, and regardless of whether my kids have a snow day or not.
And in Newton, they did not today, right, Tammy?
Well, I don't have kids in school in Newton. My younger one is a college student living at home, studying remotely to his university. But unless the power's out, I'm still at work for a full day.
Yeah, that is a very good point. And Kiana, it's not as if in a pandemic, there's lots of strategy. You can't even necessarily pool kids at a neighbor's house and take turns with childcare during the day to solve this problem. How much harder is it to manage the logistics we can't control, like a foot of snow?
It's not fun. I think the ability to head out with the kids is something that I miss. The opportunity where in the past you might get the heads up, like the other caller was saying, the night before, and so you could kind of plan and strategize. You don't quite have the ability now with COVID to make it into a fun day. It's more of a, can I get to the grocery store? Can I do this? And also make sure that I'm safe and I have my mask and I'm protected and knowing that there's going to be a lot of people there. So I think it just adds a layer of stress and a mental load that just wasn't there before.
1-800-423-8255 to tell us how you are coping with this first big nor'easter. If you're home alone, what does that mean for you, with the logistics of life in a pandemic? Beth, I'm going to turn back to you. I heard Mayor Marty Walsh on Morning Edition this morning, and one of the things that he did was remind people to be mindful of seniors who may live in their community, older adults, or others in isolation who may need help. And, one of the things that bad weather does is exacerbate our vulnerabilities. And it also calls on us to recognize that we're a community, both of which the pandemic complicates. In this kind of a storm, is there something extra we need to do to be good neighbors, to stand up for each other? And how do we do that and keep each other safe at the same time?
You bring up such an important point. I think the thing probably is if you are somebody who can do it physically, to grab a shovel and just walk through your neighborhood and see if there's somebody who, if you happen to know an elderly or some person or someone who's not, not comfortable shoveling, lives there. And if it doesn't look like anything's been done, you might knock on the door and, then step back so the person's not alarmed and just say, can I shovel your walk? Can I do something for you? And I think also probably calling or texting people you know who are alone or elderly or frail or something, that might actually be a good idea. That's really smart that you brought that up.
And do you, I think we are experiencing a tension, Beth, in trying to be community for each other while so much of what the protocols for this moment require of us in terms of being separate and being alone. And I just wonder about the mental health impacts of that and how we think about our collective psyche in this cold, dark weather while we're already so lonely.
I know. I was thinking about that because I was thinking about what people liked about snow days so much. And I think it was, they were sort of magical. It was like this little gift would come to you, a day off from life. And I think that that's not happening this year. It doesn't really feel like a day off. In fact, I was thinking nobody was even panic buying in the grocery stores yesterday because we're always panic buying. Like you don't need to panic buy. You're constantly living like that. So I think that just speaks to the mental health challenge that you were talking about. In fact, I was talking with a superintendent yesterday who told me that the most controversial thing a superintendent could do before COVID was messing up the snow day call. And he said, now compared to COVID and whether you're going to say kids are back in school or not back in school or hybrid, the snow day call was so much less, but there's still a lot of passion surrounding today. But you can just see, you're right, the stakes are so much higher. I think I'm always so impressed with people who kind of rise above even their own emotional feelings or their own anxiety and manage to reach out to others. I think that is the lesson, to really just call people and see, do you need help? Do you need food? What can I do?
Let's go back to the phones, 800-423-8255. We've got Linda on the line from Scituate. Linda, what's on your mind?
Well, we have a full snow day here, both for hybrid and remote students. And I think it depends on where you are, you know, what kind of snow is in the forecast. If there's a possibility of a power outage with the winds, then, you know, it's best for the districts to be proactive, you know, and there's no online learning if there is no electricity in your home. And we also have to deal with coastal flooding here. And this was, we have a new superintendent who was ahead of the game, called it early. And, you know, we're everybody's home, and I think it's the best decision for us. And it's beautiful outside, if you can get out and enjoy it.
And how about the coastal flooding? Is everyone okay there, Linda? Do you know?
We had some areas that were cut off, that there was is an area called Second Cliff that has only one road that goes over the harbor area to access it, and that was completely blocked for a while. And there were some cars left in parking lots that, unfortunately, I'm sure are heavily damaged now.
Thanks for the call, Linda. Kiana, we don't know what the rest of the winter is going to hold. Last winter was relatively mild. You know, as I said at the top of the show, today was actually record-breaking, at least in Boston. So who knows what comes next? You know, what are key pieces of the survival strategy, and what do parents and schools need to be doing to make sure that we're going to get through these next couple of months, you know, intact, fairly intact?
Definitely. I think the point about access, and especially for digital learning, we've seen, at least with my remote student, that internet is hit or miss in the community. And so I think even without snow, it's something that we don't know what we're going to get day to day. So I think it's really important to have a sense of flexibility, to have empathy, you know, for the parents and for the teachers who are struggling. And sometimes I think you do have to take it upon yourself as a parent to kind of read the room, so that if I'm seeing, you know what, this is really bogging my student down, what do I need to do to make the call and let my kids have a mental health day? Forget about a snow day. Sometimes you just need a mental health day. And I think we have to realize as parents that's well within our power.
Beth, do you think this is a day you're going to remember? I mean, there are so many moments I think a decade from now I'm going to remember about 2020. Is this one of them, or is this one you'll sort of literally stomp off of your shoes and move on from?
I love it. You know, I love thinking about things that way. The thing that I will remember is our dog loves snow. So I was so excited on her behalf this morning because I knew she didn't know that it had snowed, of course. And I was looking forward to that. But will I remember it? It's too early to say because it's only 3:30. But I'm almost hoping I don't remember it, to tell you the truth, that there's nothing bad that happens.
But be happy to block it out, right? Kiana, how about you? Do you think this is one of those 2020 days you're going to remember? Or is it one of the ones that will fall by the wayside later?
I'll remember it as the big snow, but we'll see what's ahead the rest of the winter. I'm kind of not surprised by anything anymore. So I think, you know, we have a lot of winter left ahead, and we'll see what happens.
All right. That is Kiana Agbai, a Boston parent, also the author of the blog and Instagram account Harlem Lovebirds, and Beth Titel, reporter for the Boston Globe. Great to have you both today. Stay warm and dry.
You too.
Thank you.